Okay, Cosmos. So now we're going to go over the conciliation, right? Here on Yamaya, get those clear, and so really now, as the dream world, so to speak, is there. Vishnu enters into that again. Garvadakasai Vishnu into Hiranyagarbha, which we can probably call the dream, as it starts to take form. So this is interesting, because when we take those Indian tribes, wherever they were, about the god who dreams and then enters that dream and becomes part of it, as it seems. Now again, Garbhodakasai Vishnu is transcendentally situated and although appearing to have entered his own dream, it's not stuck there. Or in any way, under the spell of Maya. As Durga Devi, who is here, the ruler, but here is another one. Also God, as it seems, over this specific realm, which is an anda, an enclosure, like an egg. Out of which is born Brahma, God of the cosmos. But here's a jiva, like you and me. And this is where the drama of material life starts. we can go on. The Brahma is Aja, the firstborn, wakes up in a lotus flower. Probably realizing he's like a god. And then, of course, first, because he's pure intelligence. Intelligence is pure and powerful. Asking the most basic natural question. Tata Brahmajigya, so who am I? Where do I come from? I understand I'm not the creator of this lotus and this world, but it's a product of it. What am I to do? And how am I going to do it? So he meditates. Does tapasya. And that's where it starts. As he learns from Vishnu there in that Garbhodaka ocean, from whom this lotus flower sprouts, that is to be his creation. And he learns how it works. And in the stem of that lotus, all of us who are about to take birth in this world, are situated as little cells shining, waking up into, or how to say, starting to get into their dreams, their desires for adventure. Urging now, Brahma is their controller, their god, but also their servant, because his job is to fulfill everyone's desires and wishes and dreams, and his own, of being a god. And so it starts.